Rachel Brady from the Globe and Mail. Good morning.
I got a shoot around to get to, boys. Come on, early morning. They're talking before our shoot around this morning. So
That's the swagger of a team that's up two games to none for the first time ever.
Way, a quick 15 minutes before we start shoot around, get you guys out of our way. That's exactly what the message is. Yeah.
I know you and I don't spend a lot of time talking about odds for sporting events. We don't. But the Wizards are slight favorites tonight. I guess that's people saying that if Washington's bringing it, it's tonight. Because you covered the game in D.C. 3 years ago when the Raps were down 3-0, and that just wasn't happening. If the Raptors win tonight, you probably get a similar effort from Washington. They don't even bother making that, like the Cavs and Raptors last year, right? 3-0 down. This is the game Washington has to have tonight.
Yeah, they have to have it. And I think probably a lot of that comes from the fact that you saw some glimpses of John Wall at the end there when they, you know, looked like that was just going to be an all-out rout at the Air Canada Centre the other night on Tuesday. And John Wall and Mike Scott and Ty Lawson kind of made all the difference down at the end and made what had been, a 22-point game or something into a very uncomfortable 5-point game there for a few minutes. And then CJ Miles hits that three and the whole thing gets changed around again, but it could have been a very different story. And so I think with Scott Brooks kind of calling out Bradley Beal a little bit after that game and being like, he hasn't been good enough. And then hinting that maybe there will be a change in the starting lineup. So if there's going to be a shakeup with things in terms of, you know, either them changing the lineup or them switching up defenses and making an impact, I think it would have to be tonight, I feel like. If the team's going to come out desperate at all, you'd think it would be at home tonight, you know, down in this hole like as they are.
Right. You got the one against the eight. The perception and what really is such a difference between where the Raptors finished and where Washington finished, and the attitude that the Raptors surely have to have developed in the season that they had. Do you feel there's a difference in how they think about themselves than in previous years?
Yeah, I really do, because, I mean, when you think about the way they came into all these other playoff runs that I've covered, the narrative was so negative. They lose that first game to teams that they should have beat, and everybody goes, wow, this is not a playoff team. These guys don't have what it takes in the postseason, and there's none of that this time. And even the people that have doubted them and said, these guys aren't to be taken seriously in the playoffs, are starting to come around. And they're starting to embrace that a little bit. They've always used it as a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, but now for people who have actually been to the games inside Air Canada Center in the playoffs, they actually have a video clip at the beginning when the team comes out where they have all these like Skip Bayless types who are, you know, say they have video clips of all these guys doubting the Raptors and calling them the baby dinosaurs and all this stuff. And so they're sort of embracing it now and being like, this is, you know, we don't mind this stuff. We're using it as motivation. So I think they're starting to flip it around. And yeah, they're being very open, you know, even keeled about it. They're not being celebratory about anything. They don't seem to be overly high on, you know, any of the wins so far. They're just, they assumed that they were capable of this, and now they're just showing it.
Well, they get a ton of attention. Put it this way. They sweep this series. I don't think the players terribly care about the attention. I know Dwayne's talked about it, and a lot of media have talked about it, and the fans get their backs up. Everyone loves getting attention from folks south of the border. But Philly's in tough against Miami. They were only up two going into the fourth quarter last night. Cleveland, Indiana, it is on if Indiana wins game three at home tonight. And we were just talking, you probably heard us about Boston, Milwaukee. This is going to be Milwaukee's push tonight to stay in this. If the Raptors are the only team sitting there for 4 or 5 days waiting for an opponent, that's a massive statement.
Yeah. These series are all tight. And I think was hearing you guys say, too, that everybody's sensing that this is a moment. You know, Cleveland's not looking like maybe last year, coming into last year, everyone goes, oh, God, Cleveland's just going to be at the top forever. They're just unbeatable. Yeah. And now it's like, wow, you know, maybe we all have a chance here. The East is so interesting. The East is so used to taking such a beating, too, over the years of, oh, you guys aren't even interesting compared to the West. We'll pay attention to you a little bit, but you're not that important. And now, man, everybody's tuning into those series because they are super interesting.
One player who certainly is growing by playing in the playoffs, we saw him come out the regular season like this when he finally got in, then he got hurt, then he wasn't the same, and now OG Anunoby is starting to step it up again here in the playoffs. And there was, you know, there were a couple of positions, small forward and at the power forward position where it was iffy when you're looking at the starting lineup. This guy going like he's going right now, what a shot in the arm.
Yeah, the big starts that he's had in both of these games where he's hitting those threes. He obviously chooses. Can you imagine being a rookie and getting the assignment? Oh, by the way, you're starting a playoff game and you have to stick to Bradley Beal like glue. So it's an enormous task, and he's just really driven and taken it. He's a man of few words, as he's become very well known for that reputation. But he's definitely embraced that task. They've used a variety of people on Bradley Beal, but he's the guy off the tip that has to stick to him. And it's funny how he's had those, you know, couple of three-pointers. I think Scott Brooks was saying the other day, like, you know, we're willing to give up a few threes to some people, and there's some guys we weren't expecting that would make them. All of a sudden you have your, you know, rookie small forward coming out and nailing. We just got to live with that when that guy comes out and makes threes. But he's certainly showing no nerves when he steps up in a playoff game and knocks one of those down.
Is there any rush to get Fred VanVleet back in the lineup? He tried, couldn't go, played the 3 minutes the other night, but they're getting production, minutes, defense, length from DeLon Wright. I mean, we're talking 50-plus minutes in two games so far, and you're in a comfortable spot in the series. They probably don't push a guy who's not quite 100% yet. There isn't a need to. This could be a long run, and they're going to need him later.
Exactly. This is a sign to me of a very confident Raptors team that's like, you know what, this is a guy that's been critical for us. He's been basically our bench captain almost this year, and we're not willing to gamble with this guy because we're going to need him. And they're doing fine right now without having to push him. And there was a little tenderness, I guess, there as he was trying to shoot, and they're just not willing to push it. So as you see, they gave him a few minutes to see how it went the other night. I think he had something like 3 minutes or something, and they just weren't comfortable, as the coach kept using the word tentative. He was tentative, and that's not a word I don't think anyone has ever used to describe Fred VanVleet. So when you're having to use a word like that to describe a guy who's just absolutely a bulldog out there, that's not what you want from him. So they'd rather have the best from him. No, and especially with these extra days in between, it gives him a chance to heal up. So they want a 100% healthy Fred before they're going to really push his minutes.
This is strange. Rachel Brady from the Globe and Mail. By the way, Elliot is devastated that you don't get to go see a Washington Nationals game this weekend. They're at the Dodgers. That must crush you not to be able to take a day off and go to Nationals Park and watch regular season. But you can see the Capitals tomorrow. What about Blue Jackets Capitals tomorrow at 3:00? Why don't you go rock the red?
Yeah, many things to do in the city. We'll see.
Okay, no political protests. Nothing. Don't get arrested. There's no don't wear those pink hats.
Does she have a history of this that you have to tell her that?
It's an emotional time. James Comey's everywhere. I don't know. Anything could happen.
All right, Rachel. Thank you so much.
I'm a Canadian girl. I'll just mind my P's and Q's.
Great talking to you. Thank you.
Take care, guys.